Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Well, here we are in November. Hopefully it's going well for you. Yesterday was the 5th of November, so of course, in our house, we were quoting the famous poem, "Remember, remember, the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. There is no reason the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot." If you want to learn more about this poem and the day, look for our episode titled Guy Fawkes Day, released on November 5th back in 2018. Which also brings me to another exciting piece of news. Coming up in a few days, we will be celebrating the 5th anniversary here at the Fighting Moose Podcast. That's pretty exciting. But before I get too carried away with other things, let me introduce the episode for today. Today, we are going to read the story, The Little Turkeys, from the book The Wide Awake Third Reader, written by Clara Murray. As I said a second ago, we are coming up on our 5th year anniversary. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I know I have enjoyed making these, and I know I have heard from a few listeners, and they have enjoyed listening to it as well. Again, thank you for your patronage. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin. Little Turkeys in School. The little turkeys that I'm going to tell you about are the children that live in a faraway land called Turkey. To reach this land, you would have to travel many hundreds of miles in railroad trains and big ships. In fact, it is almost as far away as China, and that, you know, is further away than you can imagine. The little turkeys are very interesting, and they would think your way of living just as strange as you will think theirs is. To begin at the very beginning, the tiny babies don't wear any dresses. He is wrapped round and round, body, legs, and arms, with cloths until he looks like a dry goods bundle. Every baby wears a gay little bonnet, usually bright green, because the favorite color of the Turks is green. The Turkish baby is often hung up in a little cloth hammock, but sometimes he is rocked to sleep in a wooden cradle. The cradle is a long wooden box on low rockers with high carved ends. In the Sultan's treasure house is a cradle of solid gold, decorated with pearls, diamonds, and rubies. This is the cradle in which the baby princes are rocked, and it is very beautiful, as you can easily imagine. When the boy baby is about a year old, he is placed in charge of a man nurse, if the father is not too poor. This man takes care of him until he is 6 years old. Then the boy is given a new suit of clothes and a pony, and he is ready to go to school. Almost all of the boys in Turkey ride on horseback. I think you would like that. The new suit may be big baggy trousers with an embroidered shirt and short jacket, or it may be long full trousers of gay striped calico and a little jacket quilted in puffy squares. Every boy wears on his head a red fez with a black tassel. In his new suit, the boy starts off for school on his pony, and his brothers go with him. The bells on the pony jingle, the boys shout and sing. It is a very merry procession. The schoolhouse stands near the church. Inside, it is very plain. There is a blackboard hung from the ceiling, a shelf for books and slates, and one for a water jar. There is a little shelf for the teacher's pipe and a place where he makes coffee over a tiny lamp. For the teacher smokes and sips coffee while the children study their lessons. The children sit cross-legged on mats on the floor and study out loud, bending their bodies back and forth all the time. Perhaps they think that this helps them to remember. They learn their letters, and very queer letters you would think them, out of the Quran. They have no other book until they know this one by heart and can repeat it and write it. Then they learn a little arithmetic and a very little geography. In olden times, the girls did not go to school at all, but stayed at home, learning to keep house, sew, and embroider. They were also taught to weave cloth and to make beautiful rugs. Now there are many schools for girls, as well as high schools and colleges for both girls and boys. The noise of the studying is stopped once during the day. At noon, the time for prayer is called out from the tower of the church. Then all is quiet for a few minutes while teacher and pupils kneel to say the midday prayer. Then the candy man appears with all sorts of sweets on trays. The candies are called Turkish delights. They are pasty, creamy, crackly things made from rose leaves, violets, nuts, dates, and grapes, mixed with honey, sugar, syrup, and spices. Doesn't that sound good enough to eat? The Little Turkeys at Home. Little boys who like to lie in bed in the morning would not like to live in Turkey. All the grown people and all the children have to get up twice every day. They get up first at daybreak, wash their faces and hands, and repeat their morning prayer. Then they go back to bed. 2 hours later, they rise, wash, and have their coffee. Breakfast is served 2 hours later still. After breakfast, the father goes to work, and the mother gets the children ready for school. The children have their lunch at school, as I told you. Dinner is served at night. If there are gentlemen to dine with the father, only the sons sit at the table. The mother and daughters dine in another room. After dinner, everyone has a good time. The children play games, and sometimes the older people play with them. They are fond of storytelling and tell wonderful stories of battle and adventure. Then the family goes to bed on the floor. That is, they lay mattresses on the floor and cover themselves with blankets. Everyone goes to church on Friday. The boys sit with their father and the girls sit with their mother in a gallery where they cannot be seen. At the entrance to the church, they wash their hands and feet and put on a pair of slippers. After church, the children play games of tag or hide and seek. They have few toys. The girls have dolls, and the boys have marbles or balls. The marbles are nothing but a kind of round nut. They do not have the holidays you do, but there are a few feast days when they have a very good time. One of the feasts is like our Easter, only it lasts 3 days. Then there are merry-go-rounds in the squares and ponies to ride on for a penny. The girls have new dresses of red, blue, and yellow silk, and the boys have gay little uniforms. The candymen walk the streets with big trays piled high with sweets, and everyone gets a great deal too much candy. Should you like to live in Turkey, or do you like your own country best?
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the Space Shuttle found its place in history.